You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, May 25th show and Memorial Day weekend show. To those who make the ultimate sacrifice to protect our country, we will not forget you. And I'm your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I'm your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts. We are here to help you build a strong financial blueprint one week and one show at a time. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to connect you with the guests that we have on the show. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, we have Farid Askarov with our Seattle videographer and how to leverage video marketing for 2019. Farid, thank you. First time in studio with us.
Yeah, it's exciting. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's definitely not his first time showcasing his business in radio. He had another radio show before coming to see us.
Cheating on us?
I know. I saw him out in the lobby. I'm like, oh my gosh, we totally have to get you into our show. So Farid, thank you. And a little bit about Farid. He's a filmmaker, photographer, and a content creator based in Seattle, Washington. Farid has a bachelor's degree from the Carson's College of Business of Washington State University. Immediately following graduation, Farid worked for 3 years at PricewaterhouseCoopers, but his passion has always been film and photography. In 2017, Farid entrepreneurial drive took him to Cambodia, where he started a digital marketing agency. Experience ranging from working with small businesses owners to large corporate clients such as Audi, and we'll probably talk about a little bit about that today. And I just want to give a personal shout out because he's done a lot of work for me and did my keynote and put a great commercial together that, you know, still I listen to it. And it's not to sound anything for myself, but when a video brings you to tears, it's, you know, and even mine did, and it's my own video, and maybe it's the process that you put me through in really getting out the words that meant so much to me and delivering my message. And I think that's really magic behind a videographer. It's not just the ability of taking and doing the film, but it's the ability of working with that individual that doesn't really know how to get that out there on film and video. So I just wanted to give that shout out because you are amazing. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. Can I just have you like follow me around and just say that to people wherever I go?
Of course.
That was amazing. Thank you.
Tina, wow. Welcome, Farid.
Here's your headline here. Yeah, right. Insert Tina here. So Farid, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you got started in this whole photography and videography.
Sure. So Tina already covered some of it, so thank you again for that. Mm. Really, the first time I picked up a camera was when I was 21, actually. So I wasn't a kid when most people pick up cameras, and I just started to get into travel photography. I went on a Euro trip with one of my buddies for 2 weeks across Europe, hit a lot of cool different places, and I took pictures the whole way. And I started to kind of edit them and look at how other photographers were editing them. And I was like, wow, how are they so good? And I just started to become obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. I would go on YouTube and I would just sit on YouTube and just watch videos and binge it for hours after work. And so that's how I started to learn photography and videography. I never went to a traditional film school. Yeah. I never did any kind of formal education. I just became obsessed with it. And eventually I got to the point where I was starting to do that stuff on the side while I was still, you know, working as a CPA in my accounting firm. And people started to see my work, and I got a lot of positive feedback on it. People were like, mm-hmm. wow, hey, Farid, this is good stuff. Like, I really enjoy the content that you put out, and I always look forward to seeing, like, your photos and videos. And so awesome. That, for me, was like, okay, I'm doing something right here. Yes. Like, something is going my way, right? Uh-huh. And, it was when I turned 25, and I won't get too far into this, but I took an improv class just because I wanted to. I thought it'd be fun. Develop my speaking skills and just, you know, learn to think quickly on the spot. Mm-hmm. And I met a guy there, and he gave me the opportunity to move to Cambodia. And that's where we started the marketing agency, did a lot of video production work out there for all different types of clients. Mm-hmm. Audi, yeah, was a highlight. So that was awesome to work with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super cool project. And I eventually got homesick. So my buddies are still out there. They're still running a marketing agency in Cambodia.
Wow.
Still going strong. Uh-huh. But I just missed my mom.
I missed my family. That's so sweet. You missed my mom.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
I missed my friends too, of course.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, guys, it's been fun, but I need to go
home. Time to go home. Yeah. Well, it served its purpose, obviously, and the passion that you have behind it. How could you not get some of that from that experience and being there in that country? And so that's amazing. I always say that what you can't stop doing and you can't, you know, you can't even sleep because you're so excited about it, that is really drawing out and showing it that that's what you're passionate about. And your passion always connects to something that you are gifted in. So I'm so happy to hear your story and to go from a CPA to a videographer. Quite a difference between the two. So, Farid, let's talk about 2019 and the importance of why video.
Yeah, so I think the big thing, and last year it was video was, you know, pretty big, and this year it's just getting even bigger. Mm-hmm. I have people come to me all the time, and they're like, oh my gosh, it's 2019, and I still don't have a video. Like, what do I need? I need a video, right? And I always try to tell people to, like, okay, let's take a step back. You don't need a video. What you need is the right message, and the video is just the medium. Video is a tool. And as someone that's passionate about video, of course, I love video.
Yes.
But the most important thing is to peel that, you know, peel the layer back a little bit and look behind the curtain and say, okay, what's actually important here is the message. And so when I look at video specifically, video is one of the most powerful forms of content. And that's why it's so powerful in 2019, because of its ability to deliver that message.
Yes.
So for example, 95% people retain 95% more information communicated through a video versus text, 5% in text. So 95% retention versus 5% retention. 50% of people look for a video before visiting a store.
Yeah.
These are all statistics that you can find online. Google is publishing some of these stats.
Yeah.
So there's big players that are doing all this marketing research about video. Video is king. Looking towards the future, I think there's going to be a big push for virtual reality, augmented reality. But right now, video is king, especially doing live video. Live video on Facebook, live video on YouTube, on Instagram.
Yeah.
Those social media platforms, their algorithm ranks that video higher. So you're more likely to see a live video such as Tina's show that she does weekly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so doing that kind of stuff is really important. And I think the coolest thing about video in 2019 is that if you do it right, if you deliver the right marketing message, it is a crazy powerful business asset that works around the clock. Once your video is done, as long as you can get it in front of people, it's working for you all the time.
Yes. Yeah. When you do the video business card, so instead of just having a traditional business card, you're sharing your video as your business card. And I want you to just, what Farid's saying here is so true, and you can see that this is true by your own actions through social media. When you're looking at a post, what are you doing? You're scrolling and scrolling. Oh, video, I got to check that out. Scroll. Video, I got to check that out. So it's so true.
And our attention spans are getting less and less. And I mean, I don't really read a whole lot anymore. You know, it's all about what you see, because you can get so much more content out of that so quickly, right? It's just more efficient, I think, for sure, and captures your attention. What elements would you say, Farid, make for a really effective marketing video?
Yeah, so I mean, there's all different types of marketing videos, and there's a lot of different ways that you can approach a marketing video, but I think one of the things to really focus on is, okay, who is your audience? Who are you speaking to? Mm-hmm. And then what is their pain point? Like, what kind of problems do they have, right? What keeps them up at night?
It's just like an invention, right? You got to figure out the problems and solve for it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right. And so thinking about that and then tailoring a kind of marketing message that says basically, okay, I am the person that offers this solution and can solve this problem for you, and I'm the only person to work with. There's no other option.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. And Farid, this, you know, I kind of had a challenge with this when you and I initially talked because of what I wanted my video to be. And there was a time that I was thinking that this video, length of this video would be. And you being the expert that you are, you really drew me in. And I respect experts, so I let you take control of the situation. And you gave me like a 2 minute and something video. And I was so wowed. I was like, oh my gosh, I thought for sure I needed 4 or 5 minutes to get this message across. And so let's talk about that.
Sure. Yeah. So some of the research that's out there, it shows that 5% of viewers drop off after about a minute of watching a video.
Mm-hmm.
So retention rates. And then 60% drop off by the 2 minute mark. So what does that say? It's exactly what you were saying earlier, is that people, the advent of smartphones, people have so much information that's available at their fingertips every day and at an instant instant notice, right? So being able to kind of briefly and concisely tell that story, because if you have a long video, unless it's some kind of documentary that's really interesting, and there's stats that show, like, you know, the 6 to 12 minute mark, retention kind of picks back up, and that is for those kind of shorter documentary style videos. But usually you want to have a very concise, and I would say try to stick to 2 minutes, but I will say one caveat to that is that your video should be as long as it needs to be, but as short as possible. So if you are going to go over that 2 minute mark, that 2 minute magic number, right, try to not focus too much on the 2 minute magic number if you're going to be sacrificing your story. It's much better to kind of get that message out there versus cutting short on the time.
Got it.
And I noticed that, you know, a lot of people, especially new to video, you know, get kind of let down by expecting a certain outcome. And, you know, they're like, oh, I had 6 people viewed it. Like, why am I doing this? It's a waste of my time type thing. What should people, individuals and businesses focus on as far as outcomes when it comes to a video?
Yeah, so this is where it kind of requires you taking a step back and really critically thinking about what the results are that you want from this video. So when I think of results for videos, I usually break it up into 3 categories. And I'm specifically talking about business. You know, Hollywood is entertainment. We're not talking about that right now. But in the context of business, time, money, relationships, those are the 3 kind of areas that I always focus on. So is this a video that's meant to kind of help you spend less time on the phone? Is this a video that's meant to help you drive sales? Is this a video that's meant to help you connect with your existing database of customers or new people that you're trying to attract? What's the outcome you're looking for? And so when you think about ROI and you think about the success of a video, you need to be thinking about, okay, what do I want this video to do for me? What's the purpose of it?
Yeah. So, Farah, let's talk about the cost. What should somebody expect for to put together a video that they're going to use for marketing purposes?
Yeah, so this one's tricky. So I get asked this
question
a lot.
I knew it was.
I get asked this question a lot. It's like, okay, how much does it cost to do a video? Well, sometimes I work with realtors, and I'll give an analogy. What if I were to ask a realtor, you know, how much does a 3-bedroom, 1-bath house cost? It depends, right?
Yeah,
depends
on
the location,
a lot of factors.
Depends on, you know, how nice the house is inside. It depends on a lot of different factors. And so for video, I would always think about, okay, if it's in terms of sales, right? Think about the ROI. So whenever I do a video for my clients, I'm always shooting for 4 to 5x ROI. So if I think a video can make them, I don't know, $20,000, then I'll divide that in 4 or 5. Because that's I approach it from a value-based perspective. And so, you know, sometimes videographers do it based on time, sometimes videographers do it based on value. I always approach projects from a value-based perspective because I know that's what I can bring people. There is no one-size-fits-all answer for that. I would just say it really just depends on what you're expecting to get out of it.
Yeah, love that. And, you know, we got to wrap things up here, Farid, but I want to give another shout out. He's amazing. First step, really quickly, what would somebody do to hire you?
Yeah, so you can just get a hold of me through my website or my phone number. My phone number is 425-496-9272. And you can take a look at my website. It's faridascarov.com. That's F-A-R-I-D. ASKEROV.com.
And Farid will be on commercial, running through the show, and also on our website. So, Farid, thank you again so much for coming in and joining Keelan, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And coming up next on the Money Hour, estate planning, how you can preserve your wealth, protect your family, and create your legacy. Steve Waltar of Legacy Estate Planning, right here at 1150 AM KKNW, after the short break.